Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And we're going to find ourselves today in the book of Daniel in chapter 4. It's been an amazing start to this prophecy because so much has happened in such a short space of time. And a number of things are emerging as key themes. What is very clear is that despite being slaves, the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is very much seen to be a great God, greater than any other God. What's also evident is that Nebuchadnezzar and others believe in other gods, but clearly they are a pale reflection of the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the God of the Jewish people. Something else that emerges is that dreams are not just thoughts in the mind and visions in your sleep, but dreams in this particular prophecy are a real revelation. God is saying something to the people involved, and particularly Nebuchadnezzar. So there's another dream. And in this dream, Nebuchadnezzar, he's at home in the palace, he's content, everything seems to be going well on an economic level, but this dream makes him afraid. In fact, the Bible even says terrified. Well, again, he does his normal thing, which is to call his magicians, his enchanters, his astrologers, diviners, and he tells them the dream. Now, this time, at least he has some memory of the dream. And you may remember in a previous program that there was a dream that he couldn't even remember. But he does remember this dream. And finally, Daniel comes alongside. And Daniel is going to speak again into the life of this powerful king. The king has seen a tree. Its height was enormous. It grew large and strong. Its top touched the sky. Its leaves were beautiful. Its fruit abundant. There was food for all. Wild animals found shelter. And everything seems to be looking okay. But then there is this voice which says, "Cut down the tree. Trim off its branches. Strip off its leaves. Scatter its fruit. And just let the stump remain, although you can protect the stump with iron and bronze." And essentially, what Daniel recognizes in his heart and mind before God is that this is a picture of what's going to happen to Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom. That with all his greatness and all his majesty and all his power and his fearful rule, and seemingly there is some blessing under this tyrannical person's reign, but it's all going to come down. The messenger is going to cut down the tree, destroy it. And Daniel says, "Your Majesty, you will be driven away from people. You'll live with the wild animals. You'll eat grass like the ox. And there's going to be a period of time where it's going to be very grim for you. Therefore, be pleased to accept my advice," Daniel says. "Renounce your sins by doing what's right. Repent, turn from your sins. And if you turn from your sins, who knows whether God will have mercy and deliver you." And, Daniel prophesies, what the dream depicts, it's all going to unfold. And Nebuchadnezzar, his kingdom is going to come crashing down, and he himself is going to go through an enormous time of instability and mental upheaval, and it's up to him, will he praise the God Most High? I can't be sure what happened, but you kind of get the impression that Nebuchadnezzar is humbled and does repent and does call on God. But it's certainly a powerful lesson. However powerful any man is, God is greater. We must pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me just to have another look at Daniel chapter 4.
seasons come and seasons go, but the Lord remains the same. Faithful to his promises, faithful to his name. And you and I, like summer days, will all soon fade away. But his blessing and the Lord remain the same. But his blessing and the Lord remain the same. Fortunes come and fortunes go, but the Lord remains the same. Faithful to his promises, faithful to his name. We may dress in riches, or we may dress in rags, but his blessing and the Lord remain the same. But his blessing and the Lord remain the same. Faithful to his promises, faithful to his name. We can ride the airwaves or sink just like a stone. But his blessing and the Lord remain the same. But his blessing and the Lord remain the same.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the book of Daniel, chapter 4. And, Richard, here we see Daniel interpreting another dream. Dreams, the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar are quite key to these chapters, aren't they? And I just wonder, how should we view dreams today? Does God still speak through dreams?
Well, yes, indeed he does. I think we have to be wise. We don't necessarily think that every dream is a message from God. However, certainly dreams, they don't come out of nothing. They come out of things that people have been reflecting on, worries, anxieties. And in this day and age, when, remember, other means of communication, other means of understanding were very limited, a dream would be an extra powerful way of someone getting a message, because there were so many messages we can get today that just weren't available then. Those means just weren't there.
I mean, this particular dream and message is a very significant one for Nebuchadnezzar. And I wonder what it took for Daniel to bring this message. It would appear that, you know, it was, it says in verse 19, doesn't it? He was perplexed and terrified. It must have been quite a thing to have to say.
Well, it certainly was. Again, Daniel's not in an unusual place. Young Samuel receives a vision. God speaks to him, and he's called upon to actually tell Eli the priest what's really going on in his household. So it's never easy to speak God's word, and many a prophet was receiving insights that weren't going to make them popular to share. But I just have the sense that although Nebuchadnezzar needs some help to understand, I think that one of the factors going on is that when Daniel speaks, he's kind of thinking, that's true. That's not, you know, out of order. And I think that is the point, that he may not have been able to express it, but he's actually aware God is speaking.
What do these early chapters of Daniel sort of tell us about God's hand in people's lives and situations? Because Daniel's circumstances have changed dramatically, haven't they?
That's right. Well, I think that it's a powerful message that it looks like the dictator has won. It looks like the aggressor has secured a victory. He's on top, and he's having his way. But what these prophecies and what these early chapters actually reveal to us is that God is the one in charge, and that however powerful, however many forces Nebuchadnezzar had, however many weapons and everything at his disposal, actually he has nothing unless God allows it. Now, why God allows some of the things that happen, we can't really answer that, but God's in charge, and that's incredibly reassuring. When you've been dominated and pressed and pushed around, it hasn't altered the fact that God's ultimately in charge.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the Book of Daniel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.